Now, as we teed up at the start of the programme, we said we would be speaking to one person who's been living at Skellig Star Hotel Residential Centre in Carrigsaveen, which houses around 200 people seeking international protection. Around 257 were told earlier this month that they would be moved to Sligo and that they would be moved this Friday, May the 8th. Some were given very, very short notice. And we understand that the remaining residents will leave come the end of the school year, at the end of June. And it's not a case that the centre will now be closed and won't be taking in more direct provision applicants. There's actually just going to be a new group of people seeking international protection in Ireland who will be moved in there. And there has been calls, a major rally by the community in Carrigsaveen to say, let this group stay here. They've been there almost 3 years now, most of them. Many of them are working in the community. Many of them are working in the hotels, in the leisure sector, in hospitality, children going to schools, people involved in community organisations, people involved in education. They've made a life for themselves. They've contributed to Carrigsaveen. Let them stay. This makes no sense. And we heard from Fianna Fáil councillor Norman Moriarty, who was very clear in her criticism of the government, of which Fianna Fáil is part of, on Friday when she spoke to us on the Kerry Today show. Now, shortly before coming on air, I spoke to one of the residents of Skellig Star. Her name is Ellen Otoa-Gumma. And Ellen is a resident of Skellig Star, Carrigsaveen, which provides accommodation to around 200 international protection applicants. Ellen is one of around 170 who've been told by the Department of Justice and the International Protection Application Service, Accommodation Service, that they will be moved out of the centre by Friday. She's been speaking to me and she's been telling me her story. Ellen Otoa-Gumma.
Now, August, I'll be 3 years in Carrigsaveen, so... And I'm from Nigeria.
And how have you found living in Carrigsaveen?
Amazing, because since I came, everything is fine. So the people in the community, they are so good. So yeah, it's been good.
And you work here? You work in the area, don't you? What do you work as?
Yeah, I work in Valencia. So as a multitasker in Valencia Hospital.
And how long have you been working in Valencia Hospital for?
Yeah, like a year and 5 months now, we say, if not, yeah, a year and 5 months.
And how do you find working there? What's it like to work in Valencia Hospital?
Oh, it's an amazing place.
So, Ellen, before you came to Carrigsaveen, was that the first place you'd lived in Ireland or was there somewhere else?
Yes, first place, yeah.
What's your situation? IPAS and the Department of Justice, when have they said that you have to move by? What's the date?
It's Friday.
This Friday coming?
Yeah, this Friday coming.
May 8th?
Yeah, on the 8th, yeah.
When did you get the letter?
Yeah, we got the letter, I think, on Saturday. Not this Saturday that passed now, the other one.
And what was your reaction?
Yeah, it's kind of sad, too, because I'm about graduating because I've been going to school for, let me say, for 2 years now, and I'm about to graduate on the 20th May, and here I am. Our pastor is saying I'm moving to Sligo on the 8th, so I don't know.
And where were you graduating from, and what were you graduating in, Ellen?
I'm graduating as a healthcare assistant in Carrigsaveen. It's the first college.
So you were looking forward to graduating and then you get this news that you are being moved to Sligo on this Friday, May 8th. How do you feel about all of this?
I feel sad because I've been going to the school for 2 years now and here I am, I'm about to receive my major awards and... They are moving us to Sligo, so...
What would you say to the argument that the whole system is set up, the whole system of accommodation for people seeking international protection, is that there's never any guarantee that it's going to be long-term, that there's always the possibility that any time you could be moved somewhere else, that it's part of the system and that one should accept it. What's your reaction to that? What would you say to that? What would you say to people who would make that argument, or indeed the government would make that argument?
Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to say thank you to the Irish government, because they gave us an opportunity, they gave us this accommodation, they provide for us. So I am super duper grateful for that, because I would not want to use this opportunity now and start saying things. No, at least they've tried, okay? But if what I would have suggest is that I don't want to object their opinion, I don't want to go against them, but I would have suggest that they would have asked us, maybe like me that is going to school here and me that is working here as well, they would have talked to us and asked us about our present situation, not when we first came, when we don't have the opportunity to work and we were not going to school. So, but now we've settled, we are going to school now, we are working now. Okay, so they would have just asked us, maybe the people that would have liked to move, because definitely it's not everybody that had the opportunity of work. Okay, because some could not find a job here in Kasevin. So maybe they would have asked us who would have liked to move, so that they will move those people that would like to move. So my own opinion though, but I am not going against their opinion.
And have you been allowed, you and the other people who've been told that you're being moved, have you been allowed to sort of get back in touch and say, well, look, and outline your argument as you've done there, Ellen, to say, look, these are the reasons why I should be allowed to stay in Carrick-Sevier and shouldn't be moved to Sligo?
Yeah, I sent an email. I didn't receive any reply. And Deirdre in the school, the director, so she's doing her possible best for us to stay, so that we'll be able to finish our course that we've been doing for 2 years now, and then we can have the opportunity to have our major awards. And Norma Moriarty, sorry if I didn't say the name well, she's also on it. She said she has made a lot of calls, and I'm so speechless. The community of Kasevi, they all came out, rooting out for us. That's it.
Am I right in saying it's O'Connell Further Education and Training Centre, the Kerry ETB? That's where you've been doing your course?
Yes.
And is it Deirdre Fitzgerald? Is that the person you've been referencing there who's been of great support?
Yes, Deirdre, yeah.
Who works
there? She has been of great support, yeah. She's working so hard to see if we can stay and finish our course, because we just have 3 weeks to finish.
And finally, what has support been like from people in Carrick-Sevier? I know they've got together a petition and have, and they say,
yes.
How does that feel? How does that make you feel?
Oh, it's amazing. Trust me. I'm so speechless. I never believed myself that they could root out for us. Writing a petition, trying to protest that no, I'm just short of words. All I can tell them is thank you so much. Yeah.
And that is Ellen Otois-Goma, who's a resident of Skellig Star, Carrick-Sevier. She's working, as you've heard there. She's been living there in the Direct Provision Centre. She's an international protection applicant. Originally from Nigeria, Ellen has been working in Valencia Hospital. She's due to graduate from her healthcare course on May 21st, I think, later this month. But all that is up in a heap now because of the letters that she and some other around 160 residents at Skellig Star have got, in which they said they are being moved to Sligo, which is a distance of some 234 miles away this Friday. The argument Ellen makes is that there are some people who will want to move from Carrick-Sevier, no doubt. But for people who've made their lives here, such as Ellen working in Valencia Hospital, who's graduating from a course at the end of this month, they want to stay here. They feel they're contributing to life in Carrick-Sevier, and it makes no sense, particularly when It's not as if Skellig Stair is going to be closed and will no longer be used to house people seeking international protection. It's simply a case of bringing in a new group of people who have to deal with all the disruption and upheaval and settling in. She says it makes no sense. And there's widespread support in the community in Carrick Savine, it seems, for that position.